Welcome everyone who is new, or if you're a regular Nature's Rhythm yoga attendee. Anyone that doesn't know me, a little bit about me and what I do. I'm Andrea. I'm a holistic yoga teacher, founder of Nature's Rhythm Yoga. During this live session today, I'm going to be talking about the current planetary energies, giving an insight on how they might be affecting you. You'll have time to pause and to reflect on yourself and become present with a short 10-minute pranayama practice, which will lead into a 20-minute yoga nidra that includes a guided visualization. These sessions were created to enable you to connect with yourself and to bring awareness to how you feel and to learn to manage anything that's showing up in your life right now or that might appear in the future. Please feel free to share this link and to join my Facebook group, Infinite Space Community Group on Facebook. So we'll begin by talking about the super full moon, the total lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. The key words for this lunar eclipse are freedom, truth, law, belief system, and becoming present. The planets that are affected in this moon cycle, we have the Sun and the Moon that are squaring Jupiter, the Sun in Sagittarius, the Moon in Gemini, and Jupiter is in Pisces. Jupiter is the planet of expansion and Pisces is a very sensitive sign. So you can get curious about what feels good. But it is very easy to overindulge or to overreact. So this Sagittarius energy wants us to hope for the future. And with Jupiter in Pisces, expands the need for a profound belief system. Many favorable qualities can come and your thoughts, if it doesn't overtake you, if you don't let your mind and your thoughts overtake you, a lot of good things can come out of this moon cycle. This full moon in Sagittarius, it's the closest that the moon will be to the earth throughout this whole year. For many people during this eclipse period, we'll get to see how their faith can truly work in their lives. Some people are abandoning religious beliefs, which are an external form, and some people are taking on new dogmas. Spiritual life is more about connecting internally, connecting with your own true self, your own belief system. So it's a time of culmination where all our thoughts and our feelings and previous actions surface with a prominent force. The capacity to believe and to have great compassion is reflected by Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter being the ruler of Sagittarius that is being eclipsed. So just for a moment now, we're going to reflect on the past 6 months. We also have Neptune, which is in Pisces, which is squaring Mercury, which is about to go retrograde in Gemini, which may bring about distorted communication. Mercury retrograde will occur for about a month until the end of June. So this is the time to reflect on what's been happening since December 2020. And you can see what's changed in your life. and what you have learned. What has stayed the same? What beliefs have changed for you? Reflect on how life is different. And reflect on what you're most looking forward to in the big picture of your life in the future. We're at this point in our life now where we can look back, learn from whatever has happened, knowing that whatever happened had to happen for our spiritual growth. And now we can look at how we're going to move forward. So this is a full moon that we're falling into the light of our own hearts, exploring reverence and love as a path to healing. Love is an act of allowing, an extension of your inner beauty, an offering given in tenderness. And this is a chance to transcend the chaos and be rooted in the inner light, in your breath and in your relaxation. Just to touch simplicity. Trust in a part of yourself to rise up and to speak from your intuition. To be filled with self-trust. And to overcome any confusion with that self-trust. Any stress, any confusion. Can counterbalance it with your intuition and your trust in yourself. Sagittarius is a fire sign and Gemini is an air sign, and together they ignite the power within for you to reclaim at this time. Don't be afraid to have big visions and to be light-hearted and playful. Explore your dreamy energy. Allow yourself to dream and to play. Eclipses, they're not the best time for setting intentions or for releasing. That's what we traditionally would do with a new or a full moon. But right now with this eclipse, it's best to rest, to meditate, to go inwards. If you have any pressing engagements, any commitments, just wait a few weeks before engaging in any hard conversations or making any commitments like signing anything. We are shifting into a new chapter and you can decide what flavour you would choose. Choose a flavour to give insight. You can choose your life. You can choose what happens. So just say to yourself, I am the author of my life. I am writing my own story. And the best is yet to come. I'm only just getting started. Gemini equals our local life, our community, our minds and connection and conversation. And Sagittarius is the opposite sign, and that's about travel, foreign ideas, freedom and inspiration. Gemini equals detail and Sagittarius equals the big picture. With this Sagittarius eclipse, balance the intensity by focusing on your community, getting your details in order, anything around your business, so that you can trust yourself to act with joy. And there will be more change as we move to the solar eclipse in Gemini on the 10th of June. It's at the 10th of June that we'll shift from being local, small in our world, to going out into a big world, from small detail to the big picture. So what can we do to turn the tides? What can we do to steer our minds? First of all, we can remain optimistic. It's imperative to reread anything before you sign and examine your thoughts on things that you held dear to you. Research information you've put your faith into. And once again, affirm, I am the author of my life. I'm writing my own story, and the best is yet to come. I'm only just getting started. Now, we're going to move into our pranayama practice. But before we do so, just remember, there's always two sides of a coin, and in between is just as important. The best way to navigate is to learn and understand how you've been limiting yourself. In a moment, we're going to go into a pranayama practice and a yoga nidra. The yoga nidra session helps you to get in touch with your subconscious mind. So you can ask yourself, what forms of emotional suppression need to be seen and addressed in order to end these suppressions in your life? There are seven planets in the mutable energy of Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Mutable energy is changeable. Changeable energy on the collective level. We must all at this time learn to adapt to the rapid flow of change as it's happening right now. Each of us needs to be flexible and adaptable at this time. We must have faith in our ability to grow as a collective. Some people are still afraid to leave their houses, and others are free in the streets and getting back to traveling the world. We must be flexible and adaptable, and we must make the choices that are right for our highest good and for the highest good of all in the world. So it's important now to recognize that people are making right choices for themselves, and that's okay. So come into your seated position, sitting with your back upright. Just give yourself some time to settle in this comfortable position, either on a chair or cross-legged. And for this practice, we're going to be drawing our attention from the base of the spine, from the Muladhara chakra at the root, all the way up to the top of the crown of your head. So begin by bringing the backs of your hands onto the tops of your thighs, with your fingers pointing towards the Muladhara chakra. And slowly begin to ascend, raising your hands up along the central column of your spine until you reach the third eye at the center of your eyebrows, retaining your breath as you open up your arms. And at this point, visualize a golden sun shining down, and you're open to receive those energies. Smile as you receive the energies and bring your hands back to your third eye, exhaling all the way down as you lower your hands back down to the root chakra, to the start. And so we're going to do this practice, and I'm going to call out the chakras, and then you will just raise your arms up and touch these points with your awareness, starting from Muladhara at the root, Swadhisthana at the pelvis, Manipura at your navel, Anahata in your heart, Vishuddhi at your throat, Ajna, your third eye, and opening up the arms Sahasra at the crown. Hold the breath as you bring your hands back to the crown and slowly descending to Ajna, Vishuddhi, Anahata, Manipura, Svadhisthana, Muladhara. One more time. Muladhara, Svadhisthana, Manipura, Anahata, Vishuddhi, Ajna, Sahasra. Come back. Ajna, Vishuddhi, Anahata, Manipura, Svadhisthana, Muladhara. Now each of the chakras has a corresponding colour that has a vibration and a frequency. Start by thinking of the base of your posture, the legs and the root, bright red. Coming up to orange in your pelvic region, yellow at your navel, emerald green in your chest, sky blue at your throat, indigo, third eye. And then opening up your arms and visualizing that bright golden sun, and we're pulling in those rays from the sun, the golden light, which has all the colors of the rainbow now, and just bringing it down to the indigo, sky blue, emerald green, yellow, orange, red. One more time. Red, orange, yellow, emerald green, sky blue, indigo. And as you open up your arms, smile to receive that pure crystal light. Bring it in through your crown, coming down. Indigo, sky blue, emerald green, yellow, orange, and red. Now make your way down onto the ground for your practice of Yoga Nidra. Lie in your most comfortable position on your back. Have your arms out to the sides, your feet a little bit apart, and give yourself some time to become very, very comfortable. It's important that once you begin the practice of Yoga Nidra, that there's no movement. Yoga Nidra is a powerful technique where you learn to relax your body systematically, and it induces a very deep physical, mental, and emotional relaxation. Our mind is purified through meditation and through Yoga Nidra. Check that your body is completely relaxed and comfortable so that you don't have to move until the end of the session. And then take a deep breath in and feel calmness spreading throughout your body. And as you exhale, just think to yourself, relax. Now become aware of the whole of your body and imagine that you're lying down in the center of an infinite white lotus flower. Your body is resting at the center of an infinite white lotus flower so that everywhere you look, you can see the petals of the rain of the white lotus flower. And then see a cylinder of pure crystal light encircling you. There's no beginning and no end to this cylinder of light as it touches the ground all around you, engulfing and anchoring itself through you. And this light is filled with the most intense pulsating energy, and you know it to be healing, transforming, liquid light energy. Draw that light in through the pores of your skin. Imagine your body being like a giant vacuum cleaner, and it's drawing this light into itself. And you feel your body expand, your lungs and your entire being expand. And then when you breathe out, release that light out through the pores of your skin. And know that it comes from a never-ending source of energy from within you. And that it's dissolving anything in its pathway. All discordance leaves your body and your energy field. Allow yourself to release these contractions. You've surrounded yourself with this powerful light energy. And whatever is released, it will be dissolved and it will be transformed. This light is the visual aspect of the creative force that governs our existence. Establish slow, relaxed breathing. Experience your breath like a gentle river of energy coursing through your being. And your breath comes and goes effortlessly. Now just say to yourself, I'm aware, I'm awake, I'm conscious. I'm practicing Yoga Nidra. Make a resolve, a short positive affirmation. Your mind is open and receptive in this relaxed state. And whatever seed you plant in the soil of your mind, it will take root and it will come true for you. Make an intention that will be of benefit to your life and to the lives of those around you. If you don't have a resolve of your own, you can just use this one. May I learn to live gently in the softness of my own heart. May I be peaceful with whatever comes. Repeat this resolve 3 times, taking a few breaths in between to allow the words to land. Or say your own resolve with full feeling and awareness. Now get ready to take a journey around the body. We're going to jump from point to point as I call out the names of each body part. Allow the energy to flow freely as you mentally touch each part. And we always begin the practice by focusing on your right hand thumb. Bring your awareness now to your right hand thumb and say to yourself, right hand thumb. First finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, palm, back of your hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, the right side of your chest, waist, hip, right thigh, knee, the back of the knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of your foot, top of your foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Take your awareness to your left hand thumb. First finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, palm, back of your hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, the left side of your chest, waist, hip, left thigh, knee, the back of your knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of your foot, your left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Become aware now of your right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, the spine, the whole of your back. Become aware of the crown of your head, at the top of your head, forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the space between your eyebrows, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, nose, the tip of your nose, upper lip, lower lip, both of your lips together, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, the right side of your chest, the left side of your chest, the middle of the chest, navel, lower belly, right thigh, left thigh, right shin, left shin, right foot, left foot, the whole of your right leg, the whole of your left leg, both legs together, the right arm, left arm, both arms together, the back of your body, the front of your body, the head, the whole body, the whole body, awareness of the whole body. Total awareness of the whole body lying down. See your body lying down. And feel that your whole body is vibrating with energy. Every cell in your body is vibrating with energy. You feel your body cocooned in light. And you're aware of your whole body. Complete awareness of your whole body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Your whole body is vibrating with energy and every cell is alight. Feel the natural rhythm of your breath now. Bring your awareness to your breath. Your natural breath, without forcing your breath in any way. Just be aware of its natural pace. And then begin to breathe from your navel to your throat. From your throat back down to your navel. Watching the breath rise navel to throat, and then come back down, throat to navel. And then take your awareness to just inside of the nostrils so that you feel the breath entering and leaving through your nose. And send your awareness with your out breath out into the distance as far as you can imagine. And then watch your breath as it travels back towards you in through both nostrils and meeting at the top, at the apex in the eyebrow center. Continue breathing into the distance and then drawing your breath back to meet at the eyebrow center. And then start to count your breaths backwards from 27 to 1. 27, I'm breathing in. 27, I'm breathing out. 26, I'm breathing in. 26, I'm breathing out. Continue to count and breathe until you reach 0. And if you lose count or if you make a mistake, go back to 27 to start again. Feel yourself dropping deeper into your relaxation as you count each breath. Counting and breathing, and no sleeping. Now take your attention to the inner wall of your forehead and look into the space behind your closed eyes. Look into the screen of your mind and just become aware of any thoughts that may arise, any thoughts, any shapes, any patterns as you look into this space. Without becoming involved, watch whatever arises on the screen of your mind. And this is just your subconscious mind that's rising up for you to notice. Now visualize yourself walking through a golden field. You're walking through this golden meadow, this field, and you can feel the sun shining on your face, and you can feel the cool breeze blowing, touching your skin. And you come to a well. A cylindrical well that goes deep down into the earth in this field of flowers. And you look around, you can see butterflies that are dancing, playing Follow My Leader. And you're going to go down the tunnel, so find whatever means you can to take yourself down into the depths of the earth. And when you get to the bottom of the well, you can see a faint light through the tunnel. So you're going to take a journey towards that light. So you see yourself going down the slope, turning a corner, and then you're going up another slope. And then it goes back on itself. And you eventually find yourself in a dark cave. And there's a tiny seed of light, a flaming light. And when you go to the light to inspect it, you find an even smaller, tiny seed of light. And there are three streams of golden light reaching out from this tiny egg. And one stream is reaching into your left eye. And one is reaching to your right eye. And then the third one goes into your third eye. And you're just aware of these three streams of light reaching into you. Good. Now let that visualization go and find yourself coming back through the tunnel. And you're coming back up through the well and you find yourself back in the meadow. And you're walking along the grass. Once again, you feel the sun shining onto you. You feel the warmth of the sun. And you can feel the cool breeze on your skin. And now bring yourself back to the inner wall of your forehead, looking into the Chittakash, the inner space, and again notice any thoughts, any spontaneous thoughts that come up. Bringing them up into your awareness so that you can see and address them. And then notice your breath once again as it comes and goes. And once again, intently think or visualize the intention that you stated at the beginning of this practice. This truth has now been planted inside where it may blossom. Say your affirmation mentally three times with feeling and awareness. May I learn to live gently in the softness of my own heart. May I be peaceful with whatever comes. Be aware of your body lying still and become aware of your environment, the room, the walls, the ceiling and the floor, the sounds that you can hear. Let your mind become completely external and take your time. There's no rush but start to move your fingers and your toes, and then roll onto your side. And when you're sure that you're awake, you can rub your palms together and cover your eyes. Spread your fingers to let some light in. And slowly come up in your own time, ready to continue with your day. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete.